With deep gratitude and joy, O our God, we come into thy courts to offer unto thee prayers of praise and thanksgiving. All that we are, we owe to thee. All that we have is a gift from thy hand. Earth and sky, rain and sunshine, flower and fruit, all the beauty and bounty of nature attune our souls to thoughts of thy beneficence. In all things we feel thy nearness and behold the tender care with which thou dost watch over the children of men. On this day we pray thee, O Father, that we may learn to labor in thy spirit and to live in harmony with thy law. When tempted to hoard thy blessings, to impoverish others that we might prosper, open thou our eyes to the wrong and privation we would thus inflict on our own brothers. When goaded by selfishness and greed, we would ignore the rights of the weak and forget the common kinship of all men, reveal thou unto us, we beseech thee, the divine pattern of life as shown to the seers of old. The earth is thine and the fullness thereof. Help us to realize that the blessings we enjoy are but tokens of thy love, and that when we use thy gifts in the service of our fellow men, we offer thanksgiving unto thee. Turn thou our strength to tasks of justice, mercy, and peace, so that in our labors for the common good, we may find the joy and exaltation of the righteous life. We live in the shelter of thy protection. Teach us to serve thee in truth, in humility, and in love. Grant, O God, that this festival may bring gladness to our homes. May we share our blessings with the needy and lift the burden of care from the heavy laden, that all may celebrate this day in joy before thee. Amen. O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee doth all flesh come.
All the earth shall worship thee, and shall sing praises unto thee.
Thou turnest a wilderness into a pool of water,
and a dry land into streams of water.
And there thou makest the hungry to dwell,
and they establish a city of habitation.
And sow fields and plant vineyards which yield abundant fruits. Praised be the Lord. Day by day he beareth our burden. He is our salvation.
Yea, the Lord will give that which is good, and our land shall yield her fruits.
Thou crownest the year with thy goodness.
The earth hath yielded her increase.
The meadows are clothed with flocks.
The valleys also are covered with corn.
Let the peoples give thanks unto thee, O God.
Thank you. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with glory and majesty, who coverest thyself with light as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain, who layest the beams of thine upper chambers in the waters, who makest the clouds thy chariot, who walkest upon the wings of the wind, who makest winds thy messengers, the flaming fire thy ministers, who didst establish the earth upon its foundations, that it should not be moved forever and ever. Thou didst cover it with the deep as with a vesture. The waters stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. The mountains rose. The valleys sank down unto the place which thou hast founded for them. Thou didst set a bound which they should not pass over, that they might not return to cover the earth. Who sendest forth springs into the valleys? They run between the mountains. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. Beside them dwell the fowl of the heaven. From among the branches they sing. Who waterest the mountains from thine upper chambers? The earth is full of the fruit of thy works. Who causest the grass to spring up for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, to bring forth bread out of the earth, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, making the face brighter than oil, and bread that stayeth man's heart. Amen.